Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Folks, God will disrupt your plans and replace them with your destiny if you let him. The Bible tells us that Saul was on his way to Jerusalem, still threatening the followers of the Lord by saying that he was going to kill them. He went to the chief priest so he could get more authority. And he asked for letters so that he could go back to Damascus and wreak havoc on the church. The Bible goes on to say, so as he headed toward Damascus, as he came near the city, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around him, and Saul fell to the ground off of his horse and began hearing a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul, Saul, why are you doing this? Saul, Saul, why are you coming against me?" And Saul looked around and he saw no one, and he said, "Well, who are you, Lord? Who are you?" And the voice came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." And really, that expression is talking about an ox who is on a path. And the person behind him who was leading that ox to do some work has an ox goad that sticks him right in the rear. So he'll keep going straight, because they'll kind of go off path and you stick him in the rear and he goes, and then he starts going straight. Jesus said to Saul, "I've been sticking you to get you to go straight. It's hard for you to avoid me coming so forcefully to you now, telling you what the truth is." And then he said, "Now get up and go to the city. Somebody will be there to meet you and tell you what you must do." So Saul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he couldn't see. He was led by the hand into Damascus. And for 3 days, he could not see. And he fasted. Now, folks, we talk about Saul's experience, but every born-again Christian has a road to Damascus experience if you're truly born again. It's a place where you recognize that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. You were blinded before from this truth. You lived your life any way you wanted to, but now you have made the decision, you've got to follow the Lord. And unfortunately, some Christians haven't completely made up their mind. But let me tell you something. You have to make up your mind. This is what you're giving yourself to. You have to follow the Lord 100%. Either you're in or you're out. Now, there was a believer that God spoke to at the same time. His name is Ananias. And he told him, "You need to go and meet this gentleman, Saul of Tarsus, and I want you to pray for him." God will always send someone to pray for you and to guide you in your life. And this is very, very important what I'm saying now, folks. Listen. The Holy Spirit will speak to you and guide you one-on-one, but he'll also send someone. He'll send people for you to be with that will help you to grow spiritually, that will help you to know the Word of God, that will help to guide and direct your life in the path that God has for you. That's why the Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together in church. A lot of people say, "Well, I can stay home and I can watch TV, I can watch the televangelist, or I'll just watch it on Zoom." Folks, listen. The Bible says, especially in the end times in which we're living, you need to come to church. You need to be in the fellowship with other Christians. Why? Because there's a supernatural dynamic there. that's working, that is strengthening you, that is helping you, that is guiding you, that is putting you in the way where God wants you to go, the direction that he has for your life. My Sunday school teacher was there for me. His name was Austin Bowen. I was just a young guy going to church. I guess I was between 7 and 9 years old. And 9 years old, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. And Austin, my Sunday school teacher, was the one who actually led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that God sent Ananias to go meet with Saul. You know, God knows where you're at. In fact, it says in Acts chapter 9, the Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street named Straight, find the house of Judas, and ask for a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus because he's praying. Saul has seen a vision in which a man named Ananias will come to him and lay his hands on him that he will be able to see again." And so here God had given him all this information. God knows how to find you. God knows what your situation is. I mean, the Lord gave him the street address, told him the name of the owner of the house, and told him the person he needed to go pray for. Isn't that amazing? That's the Holy Spirit. He knows everything. And today, he's talking to you. He right now is sharing with you his desire to move in your life in a greater way, and that you've been chosen. God has his hand upon you. Now, you and Saul had a reputation from your past that people knew about. I mean, Saul was, he was a tough guy, and he was hurting people. So Ananias said, "Lord, you know, many people have told me about this man. He has done some terrible things." But now listen to what the Holy Spirit said to him. He said, "Go, for I have chosen him for an important work. He must tell others about me, those who are not Jews, those who are not from the people of Israel, and I must show him how much he has to suffer for my name's sake." God has a great plan for your life, folks. Listen, you are going to encounter people and do things you never thought that you would do. Why? Because God has chosen you. And every person that God has chosen in the Bible, what God has chosen to do has always been way over their head. It's the same for you. Don't be satisfied with the little that you're doing. There is so much more God has for your life if you'll yield to him, if you will pray and seek his face every day and read the Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. The Bible tells us that Ananias just forgot about Saul's past and did whatever God told him to do. Ananias went to the house of Judas as the Holy Spirit had told him. He laid his hands on Saul and he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord sent me." He said, "You're the one that met him on the road to Damascus." He kind of just really confirmed everything that happened to him, this complete stranger. And he said to Saul, "The Lord sent me so that you can receive your sight again and so that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit." That experience, it confirmed what was going on with Saul. And he said, "Oh my goodness, this is like a word of knowledge. This is, God has sent this man to pray for me. And he even knew where I was. He knew where to find me." And the Bible says that he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and immediately something that looked like scales, fish scales, fell from his eyes. And he began to see again. And he got up and he was baptized in water and he ate some food and he was strengthened again. And when the Holy Spirit came upon Saul, immediately he began to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He changed his tune. He says, "This is not a heretic. This is the Son of God. You need to be saved by the Son of God." The Bible says soon he began preaching everywhere he could. And he went to the synagogues and said, Jesus is the Son of God. Well, that's the wrong thing you preach in the synagogue. But that's where he began preaching. Folks, listen, God will save and transform the same people who were his enemies. You don't have to worry about your enemies. You need to pray for your enemies because God has a plan for their lives. How many of you have been persecuted by people, and when you prayed for them, it flipped? The thing totally changed, and they began to like you. They begin to promote you. They begin to give you raises. Anybody gone through that? Not many of you prayed for your enemies, obviously, because that's what happens. Or God moves them to another location or something else. But God changed this man completely. And the people that heard him, they were amazed, the Bible said. They said, this is the man who was in Jerusalem trying to destroy everybody who trusted in the name of Jesus Christ. And now he was preaching the gospel. Folks, listen, don't allow your own personal past to stop you from becoming the person God called you to be. I don't know what you did in your past, but God does. And many times the devil wants to beat you over the head with it and say, because you did this and you've done these things, you can't do these great things for God. You're just going to always just be someone who does this at this level for God. The devil is a liar. God has known everything that you've done. He's forgiven you, and he's placed you on a whole nother level now. If you believe that, give God some praise right now. That your life has been changed. It's been turned around. You have great things in store for your life. God is about to bless and use you in a tremendous way. You know, the Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul, he got the message right away. He said, you know what? I'm not going to preach as a smart guy. Even though I know all of the Old Testament scriptures and I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He said, look, everything I'm doing, I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, don't get lost in your own conceit. That's what it says. Ask God to direct you. It's right in the Bible.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Paul said, my message and my preaching were very plain rather than using clever and persuasive speeches. I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so that your faith would not be in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Folks, that's what people need today. They don't need to hear more preaching. They need to see the power of God. They need to see signs and wonders and miracles. Am I in the right church? They need to see God move. They need to see blinded eyes open, deaf ears open. They need to see people who can't walk get up and walk out. Well, after I've said that, guess what? God wants to use you to do that. Some of you are saying, who, me? You. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Look, we can't do anything without the help of the Spirit. But he gives us divine gifts so that we can glorify Jesus and the Father through them. Now listen to what Paul, He changed his name to Paul after a while. And this is what he began doing in Acts chapter 14 and 8. Now listen to how the Holy Spirit started using him. He spoke healing to a crippled man. Just spoke it. It says, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man who was crippled in his feet. He'd been that way since birth. He had never walked. And he was sitting and he was listening to Paul preach. And looking directly at him, Paul realized that this man had faith to be healed. So Paul said to him with a loud voice, "Stand up!" And the man jumped up on his feet and began walking all around the place. Folks, did you hear what I just said? The Holy Spirit revealed to Paul that this man listening to him had enough faith to be healed. And he said, "Sir, stand up." And the man did, and he began to walk. I am showing you just how easy miracles happen. If you will obey the Holy Spirit, if you will listen to the Holy Spirit, when there's a need and the Lord tells you to say something to someone who is locked in to a conversation that you had with them, or they're listening to you, or they're just so hungry for God, and a miracle can happen that easy. Look at the person next to you and say, "I'm going to start being used in miracles." If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. "I'm going to start being used in miracles." If Paul could do that, we can do that. The Bible says Paul cast out evil spirits. In Acts 16 and 16, one day when they were walking to a place to pray, there was a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller. She earned a lot of money for her masters. And she was following Paul, and she began shouting out, "These are servants of the Most High God. They came to tell you how to be saved." Imagine the devil doing advertising for you. What he was really trying to do was to get in good with them so that then she could begin to prophesy or tell fortunes for them. See, the devil, he's kind of crafty like that. Well, this went on day after day, the Bible says, and Paul got so exasperated one day, he turned around and said, "Demon, come out of her. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And instantly, the devil came out. And that's a whole nother story after that, but I just want to let you know he cast out an evil spirit. He did that a whole lot. Paul also prayed for people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 19 and 6, it says he laid his hands upon the people and the Holy Spirit came upon them and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. The Bible says that God used Paul to do special miracles. In Acts 19 and 11, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons were touched on his body, the Bible says, then they were given to sick people and they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were cast out of the people. One night, Paul preached so long that a person fell asleep on the second floor. Now, I need to look around and see, is there anybody sleeping here? Well, it's no problem because nobody's in the balcony sleeping, so it's all right. If you're sleeping, the Lord bless you. Have a good rest. The Bible tells us that this person was on the second floor. They were sleeping, and after a while, they just fell to the ground and died. Isn't that something? Died in church while listening to the gospel. Well, that doesn't sound right. Let me read it to you in the Bible in Acts chapter 20 and 7. It says, on the first day of the week, we gathered with the local believers to share in the Lord's Supper. And Paul was preaching to them. And he was leaving the next day, so he spoke until midnight. The upstairs room where we met was lit with flickering lamps. And as Paul spoke on and on and on, a young man was sitting in the windowsill and he became drowsy. Finally, he fell sound asleep and he dropped three stories to his death below. Paul went down and bent over him and took him in his arms, and then he said, "Don't worry, he's still alive." Can we go back one verse? He fell sound asleep and dropped three stories to his death below. Paul went down, bent over him, picked him up and said, "Don't worry, he's still alive." It sounds like something Jesus would say when he went to raise Jairus' daughter. Do you remember that? And they were all crying and everything. And Jesus said, "She's only sleeping." Well, Paul says, "He's only sleeping." The Bible says, then they all went back upstairs and they shared in the Lord's Supper and they ate and they came together. And Paul continued talking to them until dawn. Until dawn. And then they all left. Meanwhile, the young man was there and Paul went by him and just prayed for him. The Bible says, and he woke up. Everybody was greatly relieved and everybody went home. Imagine that. Folks, by the power of the Holy Spirit, your best days are yet ahead of you. God wants you to operate in the supernatural like Paul and like the early church. This is our generation. This is our time to bring revival to the world. Folks, Jesus told his disciples that when the Holy Spirit came, he would give them power. Supernatural power to be witnesses, to be bold witnesses. When the Holy Spirit came, they spoke in tongues. And the Bible says these miraculous signs followed them. They cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. They spoke in new languages. The Bible says if they drank anything poisonous, it didn't hurt them. The Bible says they were able to place their hands on the sick. And they were all healed. The Bible says, and the disciples went everywhere preaching, and the Holy Spirit worked through them, confirming what they said with many miraculous signs. God has already predestined that you would be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do miracles, to change this world. And this morning, the Holy Spirit gave me a wake-up call that the rapture is certainly coming. Your time is almost up. We do not know the day or the time. Let me reiterate that. But he woke me up this morning and gave me this message for you. Look at the person next to you and say, the message the pastor preached this morning was specifically for you and for me. I think we should listen. I think you should listen too. I'm glad you came to that conclusion. I don't even know how to tell you how serious this message is. I really don't. Except to say to you again, it came straight from the Holy Spirit. There's a lot more we're supposed to be doing. There's so much more that God has planned for us to do in being a witness, an effective witness through signs and wonders and miracles. And the world needs it. The world needs Jesus. They need to see the power of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Are You Sure You're Ready? Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much, and whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you, and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.